Good. Call the meeting order. Can you hear it, Bruce?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Turn that volume up so you hear my voice.
Yeah, we hear you.
That's enough. Good night.
All right. Public comment?
Public comment. I'd like to make a comment to all the fire commission members there, and that young lady is the secretary. Thank you very much for the card. I appreciate it. Get well card. Yep. Thank you. Just open it now, John. Your signature was great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We hope you're feeling better.
And the minutes to get approval of minutes.
I'll make a motion. Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bill's going around. Do we have any or not?
I didn't give them to Janet. I'm sorry.
Okay. Not a problem.
There weren't that many this past month. The bulk of them were in September. In fact, I'll tell you right now. Hold on a second. October. Thin folder. Smith Brothers Insurance for a accidental death policy or dismemberment policy for the department. Discount trophy, England Hardware, and the fire school for a live burn. MES for some parts that came in. New nozzle, Chris. Straight smooth bore for all you career guys. And a Verizon bill. That's it. That's for the month.
Wow. Get a part next month.
Yeah. We'll see. I know there'll be some work because I've ordered a lot of equipment. Should be coming in the next within the next week. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Got correspondence from the chief.
I think you might have a copy of my correspondence in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
44 calls since last meeting. Number of motor vehicles. I made a comment that motor vehicle accidents are slowing down, and they are. They're not. They're picking up again. We had 5 motor vehicle accidents this week or this month. One Coventry Town Line, a multi-vehicle accident. We called Coventry Fire in for it. It turned out that it was actually 3 different locations between Dollar General and the Coventry Town Line. 2 different accidents. Challenging one there. Also across from right at Munson's on Route 6, crews went out to respond to a motor vehicle accident for a checkup. They get out there, a car was sideways across the highway at Munson's. They immediately shot the road down. The one trooper was there. I think it was one. ASM was on the scene. They were there for 3 hours. Turned out it was a gunshot involved case. Again, his wife weren't getting along, and he was following her in a car and shooting at her. So we had a mutual aid to Talon for a water rescue. A number of departments went up there. Somebody jumped into the river or into the water in the swamp and swam out pretty far out in one of the islands. It took a long time to find them. Found them with a thermal imaging camera on a drone. Had a fuel spill at the commuter parking lot. Birch Mountain Road, we had a structure fire. I'll let Bill get into that a little bit. Involved Bolton Fire Department, Andover, Hebron, and Glastonbury, and the Manchester Fire Departments, plus ASM on the scene. Budget's capital improvement budget is due November 14th, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks from now. John, I'll update you on that before we send that in. That's just for email in. It's not a discussion on that yet. We've winterized all the equipment, including the boat. It's funny, they're going to winterize the boat. And the next day, they went to Thailand. Actually, the boats couldn't be used because of the terrain or the obstacles. That one. Getting into the location. Training wise, one member in firefighter one right now. Another officer is taking firefighter one, firefighter two, a combined class. Tonight there's a class in Glastonbury on solar farms and challenges with the solar farms. Glastonbury's putting it on. They've got a new huge solar farm in Glastonbury. If you go down Hebron Avenue into Glastonbury itself, past the Catholic Church, the Catholic Cemetery, there was a big farm on the left-hand side, a 10-acre farm. Well, it's not vegetables anymore. It's all solar. So they brought in a class tonight. And also the tanker's over in Vernon for a drill. Captain DeMoro, Liz, reason she's not at your meeting tonight, she's over there along with Dan Ross. So that's what I got. If you got any questions?
I guess it's fire marshal.
Under activities, I went to a Capital Region meeting in Avon. And then the Birch out 131 Birch Mountain. That was just a week long back and forth, a lot of issues going on there. As far as getting the building secured and issues like that. An inspection since the last meeting, 3J's Restaurant, yearly, All Town, 3-year. Constitution Coach, 3-year, they're completed, their re-inspection. One burn permit, and then all but two businesses have been completed for their 3-year inspection. So what I did was, I didn't put it on the notes here, but I have a spreadsheet, which is a hot sheet. It has all the businesses, everything I inspect, all the apartments, businesses, everything that gets inspected on a spreadsheet with the latest dates. And I gave a copy of that to Mr. Rupert, just to let him know what's going on. And it's also on the hard drive. So if I quote tomorrow, it's on the hard drive.
Yeah, like we discussed the other day.
So it's all, yeah, that's all. But so all, like I said, the 3 years are all done. I'm still working on a couple of assembly occupancies. Went out to the Ice Palace. He needs a couple things he needs to complete. So 3 years are done. So now another month or two will be starting inspections, which is usually a 2-3 month progress process, depending on which problems we have. I didn't add in the minutes. I forgot about it. But Wednesday, we're getting together doing a fire prevention presentation at the Center School. I guess there's like four guys from the fire department, four or five people said they're interested in going. Pete was going to bring the tanker, but we had heard it might be lousy weather, so we'll just keep it an inside thing. And Chief, I mentioned, you can tell the guys, I forgot to mention them, but all the fire prevention stuff that I had is here.
Yes.
All the helmets and all the stuff, because I have absolutely no room for it in at Town Hall. There's just no room there for storage. So I don't know if you want to keep it here or keep it someplace else, but there's plenty.
Yeah, after fire prevention, I think we're going to find a way to put it upstairs, find a safe place for it, get it upstairs. We need wall stretchers also. So, yep.
Okay. That's all I have. Any questions?
Could you get into the fire up on 131 a little bit?
Well, what happened? I mentioned to a couple of guys offhand that it was, it doesn't appear to be intentional.
You leave it at that. Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't appear to be intentional, but we're still working on the exact cause, which may or may not be able to come up with, but it started in a wall downstairs near the bathroom, then worked its way up. When crews got there, there was heavy smoke showing. The chief was there, so heavy smoke showing up from the AD side in that portion of the building, and a neighbor spotted flames coming out of there. So it went straight up through the floor, and then spread upstairs, got up into the attic, got up to the rafters on that side of the building. The guys did a great job knocking it down. They took a line through the first floor, knocked down most of the fire in that area. Then another crew went down below and actually went to where the origin of fire was and knocked it down there. And it really didn't spread that much downstairs. It went up. The reason for that is there was a huge carrying beam. So the fire was here, this carrying beam was here, so that stopped the fire from going that way towards the back of the building. So it went straight up. like I said, the guys did a great job. And unfortunately, there was a second
abandoned house.
It was not occupied for 4 years. So, talking to one of the kids of the owner, at one point, somebody had gotten in there and started a couple of small fires, just fooling around the kitchen and all these things. There's a lot of stuff to look at. But like I said, the guys did a great job. The building, I believe, is salvageable. Then, unfortunately, there was a second fire. But the reason I want to mention this here is we talked about this is like the best of the best back when it was built in 67. And a lot of the guys already left the scene. And Matt says, could you come down here and take a look at something here? So I went downstairs. And there's a little bit of smoke coming out from the ceiling space above where the fire started in that area. He goes, what do you think? I said, soak it. I mean, what can I tell you? It just, after a period of time, it took off. And it freaking took off. Precipitated a full response back. But then I'm sitting there going, what the hell? Why is this happening? You know, it happens. The best fire departments in the world will have a situation like this. Didn't realize it, but the gable vents on that building were the size of a barn door. They were the width of the building from back to front and down about this far. They were absolutely huge. If you went up on a ladder in a garage where there was a access hatch door, you could look right straight through to the complete attic. And I think, I'm guessing, that they may have built it at the time to get to, you know, not require air conditioning. You know, back before the Civil War, you know, they used to build these old homes situated so that there was always a wind that come, you know, either one way or the other, they just open windows. This place wasn't air conditioned. But thing of it is, a little few sparks here and there, and then that wind, because the wind had picked up, it started raining, just blew right in there. It's like, what the hell? It just took off again. So they had to double their efforts on salvage and overhaul and took care of it. But that's the reason for the second issue, because like I said, most homes have a little thing this big, a little gable vent. This thing had, it was huge, absolutely huge. Along with others, nuances to being like the best of the best of 1967, like the heat strips we talked about. Everywhere you went in that house, they looked like outlet plates, but they weren't. They were back in the day when you had the antennas on the roof. You could roll a TV around or put a TV anywhere you wanted and plug it into the wall. They had more stuff like that, these little things, you know, stone walls inside the building, of course, stone fireplace. It just, it's amazing. Amazing. But hollow core doors. So, poof. You know, a little bit of fire touches that and they just go poof. So it's challenging, and it's a shame. I talked to the chief about it Friday a little bit, that due to a lot of reasons, but for the most part, it'd be nice if the guys could go back and look at some of the construction and look at some of the ways that, which impacted the firefighting efforts, especially the second time. You know, something you don't even consider, but there was so much air blowing in there that off it went. So, I mean, it is salvageable. There's rumors of somebody else buying it now. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. So, nobody got hurt. None of the guys got hurt. That was great. Yeah. And everybody was there. It was, y'all come.
And Chief, just kind of, you know, I know you went above and beyond. You were the first one there. You were the first one there from what I saw.
Pete was the first one there. He gave a size up of what it was, and then he left. He took off. He went down and grabbed the ladder truck, and I pulled in behind him. And yep,
that right. Was but one. I think due to your coordination, I mean, I know at one point that was going to be an exterior fight, and I don't think that house would have been saved if that had happened. But I think just your oversight, because you were there and you had every, you know, you certainly went above and beyond with all things considered. But I think I just want to recognize you really went above and beyond, and thank you for being there. And I think otherwise that house would not have made it.
Yeah, I was, this is being taped, but I'll leave it that way. You're right. Yep. Yeah. You're right. Yep. Off tape, we'll talk something else.
Does the wife know you're out of the house?
Easy. Don't even bring. I got to turn the volume down here. That was not a fun situation when I came home.
Yeah.
Or when I was leaving. But I told Jim Rupert 8 months ago, whatever it was, 7, 8 months ago, he walked out the door after I told him I had cancer. And he said, he looked at a Suburban, he goes, "You can come in from front seat of Suburban." He continued walking out the door. And that's what I did that day, the big one. Sat in front seat of Suburban. So
and pitchers to prove it.
Yeah.
I was very surprised when I saw the pitchers.
Yeah. I guess we'll leave it that way. Yep.
Yeah. I see you were talking to one of my friends, Mariah Perez.
Mariah, I called her over to the truck that I was sitting in, the Suburban I was sitting in. And I said, Mariah, she started laughing. She says, "Chief, we got to start meeting like this." The last few big calls we've had, she's the first one in with her crew. And went to work right off the bat. And she's quite a woman. Yeah, her crew did a fantastic job. Opened the doors. Our guys went in right behind her. And as Billy said, everybody worked pretty darn hard. They encountered a hole in the floor about 20 feet inside. And during the subsequent service call to the house, they actually took a bed spring, Billy, and put it over top of that hole so they can go to work.
And they found like a headboard or a backboard to a bed, and somebody just laid it over the hole. That was done way afterwards. But yeah, the point I talked about the fire going up that way, if you looked at the building, you wouldn't expect that.
Cathedral ceilings inside. Yeah.
I mean, but you wouldn't expect a hole in a hallway. It was where the bedrooms went down. You wouldn't expect a hole there. And fortunately, the crew spotted it, you know, and they actually breached the wall from the living room into the fire room, which was on the other side of the hole. So, just stay away from that area.
Yeah, it definitely made better access so they'd go in and pull extra sheetrock and ceilings because of the second fire got up inside and really, raised some havoc in there. And they put a heck of a lot more water in there. They had a water situation on the floor, which several of the officers identified. And as far as a wake concern, and a lot of officers had a good training on that call. It worked out very, very well. Nobody walked away and said, "Geez, we should have done this," except for Matt. But he's a good guy. I gotta bring something else up too, though. We've had a few fires in town since Billy's been fire marshal, and not attributed to Billy being a fire marshal, but a few fires, and several of them he's called the state fire marshal office in, where they've come in with the arson detective dog a couple times. And I got to tell you, he made the call of what the origin was, potential origin was, before the state got there. The state went through and came back and said, "This is what we found." And it was the same thing that Bill said, so that guy, FM-134, he's right on the ball. He knows what he's talking about when he gets into calls like this, gets into calls. Mr. Call gets into a call like this. So doing a great job.
Just to, throw that out there. The day of the Dean fire, I called him right away and told him, it was a large commercial structure, woodworking facility, blah, blah, blah. They brought out the whole gang, the whole kit and caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
This fire over here, I was debating back and forth. So I made a phone contact with one of the local troopers in the area with a pooch. And I said, instead of getting the full, because he asked, "You want the full?" But no, because that's going to be all day, 2 days. But we really need the pooch. And that confirmed, a lot of things that the pooch, the guys, Matt and James cleared the area out. Got the pooch in there and nothing.
No accelerants.
Nothing. Yeah. It was clearly right there. Right there.
No, but you need to eliminate that, right?
Yeah. So it's, people don't give those dogs enough credit, but you've seen them work. And they're 99%. I mean, in the old days when we first took fire investigation classes, you were taught how to, dig a certain area, put it in a 1 gallon unmarked clean container, have the police watch it, and that goes to the lab. It take a year to find out what happened. The dog shows up and takes a sniff. Either you do or you don't. That's what's fantastic about those dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had them here a couple years ago, remember?
That's yeah.
Future.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we got, John. Yep.
Okay.
We have
John. Hey,
yeah.
John.
What's up?
Sitting in a good seat there, huh?
I got to plug it in.
Okay. See, I'm gone. I'm cheap.
Yep. I'm not taking your place. Don't worry. Got any old business?
The only old business on a strategic study, just cheap, on that strategic plan study, has that been inked? Is that a done deal? Or are they still trying to figure out who? It sounded like they were ready to narrow it down to that New York outfit.
Yeah, it's way over there. Yeah, good question, Bob. Good question. In fact, you bring up another point, too. I just sent a letter off for something else. Right here.
It sounds like they're close. Yeah.
Strategic plan. The town put in, it was in a budget for $35,000, I think it was, to do that. We initially had $25,000. Nothing happened. That went back in a general fund. It went to the in the capital fund, $35,000. It passed. The Jim and I talked about it several times. The bids were sent out, and they're on the other side of my office over here. I can't grab it now. But three bids came in, one from New York, one from, I'm not even guess. There's two others. They were distance away. And the distance away actually proved their distance as part of their bid that they were going to do more video, more Zoom calls, contacts, than actually come out and have boots on the ground out here. Dollars and cents ranged anywhere. I think it was $54,000 down to
like 18, right?
Yeah, I had that in my head. So thanks for confirming that. $18,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the paperwork has been signed, sent back to the company for, and their specific payment terms they have. And it's actually like a ladder payment initially, and then so much per how many weeks into the program. But since it's back and they're trying to put it in their schedule, etc., I haven't heard anything else yet. So I assume that, especially when the holidays coming up, I assume probably after the first part of the year that the staff from New York who have done a number of these studies in the tri-state area here will be on campus here. That will include meeting with the town staff, meeting with the fire department staff. I'd like you folks to be involved since you're fire department in between the selectmen. And they'll do some questions and answers with us. Want to see a lot of paperwork, which Pam and I will handle. And then walk through, see the facility, see what we have for equipment. And realistically, the facility is going to be a big part of it going forward, what we're going to look at over the next 10 years. What the wants and needs for the department and the town are going to be. So that's upcoming. And then Bob, I wish I had that book here. But the way I'm feeling, I'm not going to reach for it.
No, but that's good. It sounded like it was making progress. So good. If they've signed it, right. We know it's going to take several months to get this going.
Yeah.
But at least it's been signed. So it's heading in the right direction. So that's good.
And it's actually spelled out for a timeline, Bob,
yeah,
of what it's going to be, how long it's going to take to do this. One of the companies, I think the highest price one, was if they had to go over, it was going to be an hourly rate after that, additional of $300 some odd an hour or something. And any paperwork they had to do in their office was included the same kind of figures. And it was crazy. So anyway, I think we got the right company. Even to take the dollars and cents out, I like that company more than the other.
Yeah.
So, and I get a whole spreadsheet on that. If you want to see it, I'll bring it to the next meeting. So
no, that's good news. Thank you. Yeah.
Additionally, I've been working on with Jim additional dry hydrant locations around town. We have a fund the selectmen put aside money. They were putting $50,000 a year away for dry hydrant water supply. when we put the last cistern that was done was down at the Holt Center School, just before the between the senior center driveway and the center school driveway. You'll see two pipes coming out of the ground now. That's all. That was $153,000, I think. And Joyce put that one in before she left. That was multiple sections that they pancaked together, and then with tension rods, cables between it, they cinched it up tight, put water in it. It hasn't leaked since. So it was a lot of money. 150 to me, it was a lot of money. 153,000. So looking for other dry hydrant sites behind Bolton Collision. If you're on Route 6 looking at Munson's Candy Kitchen, to the right of it, there's a field, wooded area or a lot area, and then Bolton Collision. In the back there, there's a pond. It turned out I tasked the deputy to get down there and take a look at it after talking with Jim, see what water is in it, get out on the lake at that point, it was thought to be, and get the depth of that so we can have water supply, you know, calculations going forward. I contacted the Parks Department, and you're not going to be able to see these, I don't think. I contacted the Parks Department and asked them to bring some kayaks up to the firehouse, which they did. Matt and a couple of members went down to this lake and could not get the kayaks through the woods into the lake. That's how rough it was to get in there. And then when they got down there, I don't know if you can see this, but this is, yeah, that's not bad. This is what you can see. And it's a swamp. It's a swamp.
What are you saying?
Yeah. It's
just, Munson Candy.
It's not very deep.
Yeah.
Well, no. So evident, even in a drought period, you know, even if you put 5 inches, 4 inches of water in this place, the guys had to walk, and they couldn't do it 15 feet anyway from the end of where they were started sinking into their ankles, up to their ankles, another 15 plus feet before they got to any water. And then they had water lilies growing all over the place out there. I sent a letter off to Jim Rupert, and I'll read it to you quick. The other location that I've been asking about for a while is going to be at 890 Boston Turnpike, the lake house, and putting a dry hydrant in Bolton Lake there out to the road. We've discussed it several times. I don't have a picture to show you. It's online. Can I share a screen? I can share a screen. Let me see if I can share a screen. Hold on a second. Bolton. It's going to be under... Is it training large?
To where?
The lake house.
Weren't they talking, John, that they would make something?
Yeah, right? They had
some. Make some type of area to
I get the truck. They did. I don't know about.
And they get the pipe up to that.
I don't know if they.
They'd have to extend that parking lot going down.
That's what I think they were talking about.
Yeah, that was, it was talked about that. He put in a bump out area off Route 44, you know, so you could put a truck off the road. Pretty damn dangerous, you know, to go through there. And we went back and forth. Six Pond. Yeah, let me see if I can share something right here. Boop, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. Chat, raise hand, AL, meeting information, match, more. Let's see. Janet, you can probably help me how to do this. Let's see. Apps. Hey, Jan.
Hi.
You know her?
Do I know her a little bit? Yeah. Meeting info. That's not what I want. There's a thing called shared. Oh, here it is. It's only in green. Okay. Screen two. There it is. Okay. Let me see. There's a pond. Look at that pond, huh? What do you see there?
Just a big green square. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
That's your pond.
You're right. It's a good looking pond too.
This pond.
Let me go like this. Can you see this?
Yes.
See that picture? That's what that lake looks like off of Route 6, where the guys try to get into it. from a distance, it looks good.
It's not like I've ever.
It's a pond. It's a swamp.
Yeah.
Fromsberg.
Oh, that one's better.
There's what these guys were trying to walk through to get to it. Gotcha. Watch a kayak.
That's like sucking pond water right there. That's what I think.
It used to be a decent dry dirt road going down to it at one point.
Well, yeah, and it became a business in the back there. So that's why the town closed it off.
The kids went and played.
Yeah, I grew up right up top
right.
Of the hill.
All right.
So that gives you a little bit of idea of what we were up against. While you're looking at that, let me see if I can find this other.
I have a question for you too. When you got a moment,
I've got a moment for you. Go ahead.
So when you break the town down into sections, do you have a priority list, so to speak, of the lack of water supply in certain areas of town that you may have made up at one time that as you address them as you're going?
Well, interesting. The whole town is of interest to me, okay?
I understand that, but I know that I know when this was a big to-do, and I won't get into that whole mess about getting water supply in this town.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is you're literally checking boxes. Okay, senior center, that's going to cover this much area. This is going to cover Pajoli's Farm, is going to cover so much area there. Over on 44 by Cropley's, that's going to cover, you know what I'm saying? Is there areas that we're still virtually lacking?
DIL, Joseph Dillon, hold on a second. Yes, and I want to answer what you talked about. Dillon, hello, Jim, dry hydrant. I had a program October 16th, Jim Rupert. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, I can do this. Oh, watch this one. Yeah, so let me answer that question first, Chris. Yes, different locations, different size buildings command different water supply, all right? In my pre-plan in the for the different, I've broken the town into four zones. In four different zones, zone one is 3Js. I guess that's the most important place to talk about right now. Goes all the way up through Simonize, goes out to Bolton Lake, goes out through Vernon Road, Vernon Road up through there, but Talon Road, Coventry, Talon Line, et cetera. Zone four, Chris, is our zone, your house and my house, Bobby's house, okay, in zone four. To those particular zones, I have multiple different apparatus from mutual aid coming into those zones for a structure fire, for a heavy-duty rescue, for water rescue. Each command different types of vehicles or apparatus to come into that area for that particular type of call. It does not say that, for instance, Dean Cabinet fire, okay? That was on one particular zone, and the first alarm called for it. It worked great, the number of apparatus or type that came. I continued to upgrade that to second, third, and then ultimately a fourth alarm on that particular call because of the people power, fire personnel that were needed at 8 degrees outside for multiple hours, you know, fighting that type of fire, a steel building with a fire inside of it. So to go into the water supply question, we are limited. We're not like Manchester or East Hartford, where we have little cast iron soldiers every 500 feet down the road that have water spitting out of them. Okay. We're limited by the water supply that we have. Pajoli's Pond, whether it be Villa Luisa Pond, Albazi's Pond, whether it be Zeppa's Pond, whether it be the cistern on Tumblebrook, on High Bridge.
How about Sperry's Glen? Is there anything there?
Okay, so there was supposed to be a housing development going up in the back of Sperry's Glen. Okay. And it was going to be for some high-end houses. They were only limited to 8 or 10 or 12 houses, you know, that they were going to put up inside there. And the guy came in, took that over, and he put the nice wrought iron fence around, and he put the brass deer up on the corner of French and West Street, and he cut the legs off of it. And I guess money or something ran out at that particular point. We had a dry hydrant coming out of Sperry's Glen at that point all figured into their project. They erased it. They closed down the project and never did anything. I have the owner's name and phone number. I got it from Kathy McCavanaugh to follow up, and then cancer got me. So I have not followed up with that to get in there to put a hydrant coming off on French Road. But to get back to the apparatus, in a limited water supply area, there's more apparatus coming than there is somebody sitting at Pajoli's, in the neighborhood of Pajoli's Pond. In this particular fire we just had, 131 French, or excuse me, Birch Mountain, that particular property worked out very nice for water supply because we've got Tinker Pond on one side, we've got Pajoli's on the other side. The beautiful part was I had Andover in Pajoli's Pond drafting water. They were shooting water and a lot of people were stopping. What are you doing? They're playing water. But tankers could come down, pick up water at Pajoli's, continue down Birch Mountain Road to Fiano Road. The plan was, and the way it was attacked, we didn't need it initially, was to lay a line from the scene, which was, oh, Billy, I'm going to say 300 feet up the street, to the intersection of Fiano and Birch Mountain, hook a tanker into it, pump up to, we had one ladder truck going, and we had a ladder truck and a blitz fire put in place. Uh-oh, that's not a good sign. Hi, Liz. We had a blitz fire gun and a ladder truck all set to flow, and that would have worked with a tanker. But then they go up Fiano, they go around Volpe and right down a Birch Mountain Road again. So that was a nice setup for water supply. Had a round robin. Each location, every place in town has its challenges. And knowing the town, knowing the water supply, knowing mutual aid, you got to overcome some of that stuff. So do the best we can. This is the other location. I'm sure back to the screen here. Coming back. At the lake house. Now, see if this will open up a little bit for us. Can you see that? It's probably coming around. You see the lake house here?
Yeah.
This is Bolton Lake right here. Here's the parking lot to the lake house. Okay, page one. Hold on, get out of the way. There we go. Ooh, not going to let me do it. This is the parking lot from that goes into the lake house and then comes out and then down to the back. We've talked about putting a hydrant over here. The water's about 5 or 7 feet deep right there. Pete Moore's going out there with a boat and done some measurements and running a line through the yard up into the parking lot here. Chris, you were talking about water supply. My plan is, and Coventry just sold it about a year ago, their four-wheel drive engine tank would have gone right down here, knocked this little tree over it, gone right down to the beach and drafted out of the pond to take care of this if we had to. In my note to Jim Rupert was that Joe Dillon, the town engineer's got it terminated over here. The pipe can be moved anywhere. I wouldn't put the pipe right here because of, look what you have in its way. Cars, this is a parking space area. What's going to happen in the wintertime? They're going to plow snow up on the top there, and you're going to have parking space. I'd rather see it right at the end of the parking lot. You drive an engine straight in, front nose, front mount pump, front suction pump, drop a line from here. Can I get an arrow here? I can't get an arrow here. Can arrow here. Drop a line here, go all the way down back here, hit the hydrant and pump up. And then the tankers could come in here, fill up and go right out the driveway. And it could take a left or a right or vice versa, depending on which direction they were going. Again, nice circular or half moon driveway there. So that's what I proposed. Yep. So let's go back here. Geez, that's a nice picture here. I don't know how I can get rid of this. Get you back to non-sharing. Oh, here it is. Okay. We'll go full screen here. Well, there we go. Okay, full screen. So that's what we've been working on, and that was a four-page letter that I sent to Jim Rupert on October 23rd. So making my recommendation not to do Route 6, but to proceed with 890 Boston Turnpike. So what other questions you got?
I'm good.
Was that Liz that just came in?
Yes.
No, that was Melissa. That was Melissa Legette.
Oh, okay. All right. It looked like Liz. Liz is supposed to be in a tanker drill. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw the tanker going down the road when I came in.
That's good. That's a good thing. And hopefully it was straight down the road to get some driver training.
Yeah, it was perfectly straight. On the other side of the road, though.
Did they stop so you can get pictures? It's a good-looking truck. You know, my buddy Nick Wallach.
It is.
My buddy Nick Wallach, yeah, he used to be chief in Hebron. He always says, why is your truck always taking so long to get to my town when there's a fire? This is Nick. You know how many people on the side of the road want to take pictures of that truck? It's a good-looking truck. So, anyway, what else you got for us?
Right. Any new business? Do we have to start for next meeting, the budget?
I have not received paperwork on that yet. It'll probably be here in October. We're coming up. We're in October now.
Yeah, because November's 4 months.
That's right. And Janet, when's the meeting in November? It's going to be the fourth week, right? It's going to be
November
24th, yeah. I'll have it before then, and I will, John, I'll be talking to you before that, too. We'll put a budget together so I can come up and present something to you folks on the 24th, because realistically, I don't have, again, I haven't sent the paperwork yet, but usually around the 15th or so is when they want it back. So Kathy can put it into packages for the selectmen. So the first part of middle of January, they can set up meetings for us to go in person and sit with them. So, yep. So I'll have something for you the 24th of November on a budget. Yep.
Yep. Any other new business? Well, we're adjourned.
Make a motion. Second.
Favor.
Aye. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Chief.
We'll see you. Oh, big week this week.
Yep.
Going to Dana-Farber this week. Yeah,
call us if you need anything.
From Boston?
I don't care.
And I'm glad you're
I'm going up there Thursday, John, for a meeting with
I'm retired. I'll go.
I know you better.
We bought them, but I didn't make them, but I did buy. They're already hollowed out.
Good luck. Hopefully everything works out good.
We'll see you later. Thank you.
I haven't seen a restaurant at Depot, so I'm just looking online. I believe I saw a larger jar.
Yeah.